Thank you very much to Steve Palmer. If you are just tuning in on Evening Tea Timers, memories of your freshers' weeks, please, including specifically, where were you living in the first year of further education? And what was the record, specifically, what records did you pack to go away to uni with? Steve says, I started at Bradford in 1982. Yes, 30 years ago this month. Just looked at the calendar for 1982 and it appears we had our Freshers' Week slightly later, from Wednesday the 29th of September. And consequently, didn't start lectures until early October. Hard work if you can get it, says Steve. As for records, I was really paranoid that everyone would be really trendy. I think we still used the word trendy back then. And spent the summer of 1982 swatting up on the Scritti Politti, Orange Juice, Black Uhuru. I needn't have worried. One guy on the same corridor as I was staying on had a Men at Work album. A relief. And music became a bit rubbish because the radio station didn't have any records, and Pickwick's, which was the local nightclub, only ever seemed to play Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2. So thank you for the attached picture. Look at these 80s late. These are leftover 70s haircuts that survived into the 80s. This is us having got out of the window onto the roof of our halls of residence to sing Bonzo Dog Doodah songs very loudly, says Steve. Can I mention a quick RIP to the wonderful Ian Nottage Esquire, who left us offensively early in 2006. He's the one in the middle of this photo. And in fact, Ian seems to be the only one who doesn't have those 80s shorts. Look at the length. Look how short your shorts are, Steve. Anyway, thank you very much for entertaining us. To be honest, though, you do look like the three of you here. You could have been in a band who were being played on John Peel at the time. Memories of your freshers' weeks, please, particularly, as I say, music you took with you to college.